Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 136 for Monday, November 9th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished weaker on Monday, as strength in the Canadian dollar and losses in U.S. soy oil weighed down the canola market on a day of choppy trading. Canola was down $1.80 to $2.50, with the January contract down $1.80 at $477.90 per ton. The loonie was stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to foreign buyers. Traders were positioning themselves ahead of tomorrow's USDA supply and demand report, which is expected to show a larger soybean crop than previously reported. European rapeseed futures were also lower, which weighed on prices. However, slight gains in the Chicago January soybean contract were supportive for canola. Malaysian palm oil was also slightly stronger, which helped to limit the losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans finished mixed, with the January contract up a few cents, while the other contracts were a couple of cents lower. Ideas that demand will be good in the short term kept the January contract supported, as 250,000 tons of soybeans were recently directed towards China. Livestock owners also continued to demand U.S. soy meal as well. However, tomorrow's USDA supply and demand report from the USDA is expected to show a larger soybean crop than previously reported, and that drove down prices. Corn was 5 to 6 cents lower, weighed down in part by large losses in wheat. As well, traders also expect the USDA report to point towards a massive corn crop. The US dollar isn't as strong as it has been in recent days, which helped to limit the losses. Wheat was down 19 to 21 cents, with the December contract in Chicago coming in at $5.01 a bushel. Chart-based trading was behind some of the downward action, as traders heard word that large hedge funds had moved in, holding a more bullish position. This reduced the chance prices could rally thanks to short covering. Rain is also forecast to fall in Russia and Ukraine, and that should alleviate some of the dry condition those regions have been facing. Domestic wheat in the U.S. is also expected to be larger after tomorrow's USDA report. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, November 9th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.